welcome to the Creation Technologies NLP and Leadership Audio Series. In this exciting and powerful program, Christopher Howard, internationally acclaimed expert in neurolinguistic programming and leadership, will be teaching you cutting-edge tools and insights that are designed to help you dramatically improve the results that you produce in your life. Christopher Howard specializes in assisting people to make rapid and long-lasting change. He is a leading resource for individuals and organizations that want to accelerate their performance and produce breakthrough results. Christopher has dedicated his life to studying the greatest leaders of all time and empowering others through this research. Over the past decade, he has personally led, managed, launched, or turned around numerous organizations and businesses. Today, he is the president and CEO of the Christopher Howard Companies, the world's leading provider of resources for personal and professional influence. And now, here's Christopher Howard.
Hi, my name's Chris Howard, and I'm so excited that you've taken this opportunity to begin this audio training series in neuro-linguistic programming and creation technologies. These cutting-edge technologies can be considered the science and study of human excellence. How can we replicate excellence and produce the results that people who produce outstanding behavior in any context of life produce without having to go through years of trial and error? How can we accelerate our success in our relationships, our career, our finances? How can we actively take charge of our emotional, spiritual, and financial destiny? So we're going to be discussing a lot of different ways to do that, and you'll be learning a lot of different tools to take charge of the various aspects of your life throughout this training series. Quick story to start. About 4 years ago, I was driving down the road in my car, and as I was driving, there was a red light that came off on the dash. And I drove around like that. I did what most people do when they see a red light on their dash, which is what? Yeah, I ignored it. So I ignored it. And it wasn't really a problem, except in my mind, until it began to affect where I'd actually allow myself to go in my life. Because one day, my business partner at the time called me up and he said, I need you to come down to San Diego. Now, I was living in Los Angeles. He said, I need you to come down to San Diego so we can discuss some things in our business and work on the business. And I told him, you know what, Gary, I don't think I can make it. I said, I've got this red light on my dash. So I began to think about it and I thought, well, hold on a second, Chris, this is crazy. You have no idea what this is. For all you know, it's just in your mind. So I stopped and I pulled over the car finally, and I pulled over to the side of the road and I pulled out the owner's manual for the car. Now, inside that owner's manual are some of the solutions to the challenges that you might have that would arise in your car. Right? Now, much in the same way that we have an owner's manual for our car that have those types of solutions in them, the technologies of neurolinguistic programming are like an owner's manual for the mind. How do you run your mind in the most effective way to produce the results that you want in your life? And if neuro-linguistic programming is like an owner's manual for the mind, creation technologies is like an acceleration handbook for life. How do you take the results that you want to create in your life, in your relationships, your finances, your career, your spirituality, your personal development? How do you take all those results and accelerate the process? How do you make what would normally take years to occur happen in just a matter of days? That's the promise of creation technologies. So these technologies were things that I actively sought out after becoming inspired one day. I was actually listening to somebody on an audio series, much as you're listening now, and I was listening to somebody who had transformed virtually every aspect of their life, their finances, their career, their relationships. They really literally just took charge of their spiritual, emotional, and financial destiny. And I was listening to that audio series that day, and I got inspired. I said, you know what? If this person did it, you can do it too. And I'm hoping that many of you will be inspired by listening to this as well and realize that you really do have the ability to shape and determine your own reality. You're like a sculptor, like Michelangelo. When Michelangelo first looked at the raw block of stone that was to become the David, he looked into it and he saw the pure potentiality within it. And I expect that you'll all look out into your future as if it was a raw block of stone to be molded and shaped the way you choose. And this audio training series will give you the tools to actually become the architect of your own destiny and the molder and the shaper of your dreams. So I think to have a deeper understanding of what creation technologies really are, we have to have a deeper understanding of neuro-linguistic programming and where it came from first. Neuro-linguistic programming is a hybrid science that was developed in the late 60s, early 70s by a computer scientist and a linguist. They went in to study the most effective therapists on the planet at the time, and they started with three therapists primarily. They started with Virginia Satir, who did family therapy. Fritz Perls, who did Gestalt therapy, and Milton Erickson, who was the world's foremost hypnotherapist. He's actually the person who single-handedly, in my opinion, brought hypnosis out of the Dark Ages and made it a legitimate treatment modality as far as therapy is concerned. Now, these three therapists were people who were just producing miraculous results in terms of therapy. They were really producing results. So the computer scientists and the linguists went in to study these people because they wanted to find out what was happening at the moment that change occurred. Like, what was happening at the moment when change was successful in a therapeutic interaction? What was it that caused that change? And how could we replicate that change without having to go through years of therapy? And they created the hybrid science of neuro-linguistic programming. Now, it's the nature of humankind to do things better, quicker, and faster. I don't know if you knew this, but prior to the invention of passenger trains, learned medical doctors and scholars said that if a person were to travel in a passenger train at speeds of greater than 30 miles an hour, they would suffocate. They would suffocate. Now, that's a joke because nowadays we're traveling at speeds far greater than that. Just recently, I watched a news broadcast and they've actually created a flying train in Japan that travels hundreds of times faster than that. And it flies about an inch off the track and it'll take you from city to city faster than an airplane ride. So it's the nature of humankind to do things better, quicker, and faster. Prior to Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile, that used to be physically impossible to do. Now, Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile, and now high school and college athletes are doing it every day. So it's the nature of humankind to do things better, quicker, and faster. Now, just as we've had major advances in the areas of technology and science, we've had equal quantum leaps forward in the area of personal development and our ability to produce results quickly. Now, in the old days, for example, if you used traditional psychoanalysis, it took up to 7 years to get rid of the symptomology of a phobia. A phobia is simply an irrational fear, but it's an intense fear. And it used to take up to 7 years to get an amelioration of the symptomology with traditional psychoanalysis. You wouldn't even necessarily have the phobia disappear. Now, since then, with the discovery of the hybrid science of neuro-linguistic programming, we can actually wipe out a phobia inside of 15 minutes. Now, we've proven this. Many people from neuro-linguistic programming have gone on TV doing phobia cures, where people who have had lifelong phobias of snakes or other types of things, heights, they go on there and they'll get somebody who was once freaking out if they heard the word snake, holding a snake within a matter of minutes after doing a simple 15-minute process. So we've had huge quantum leaps in terms of advancements in the field of human potential. Now, it didn't end there because in the 80s, we began working with what we call time-based techniques, or working with an individual's timeline. Your timeline is simply the way you code and store time in your mind and body. And when we began working with these techniques, one researcher found that we could actually release negative emotions and limiting decisions. So negative emotions, all the major negative emotions, inside of 10 minutes, like all of the anger from somebody's past. We can now get rid of that inside of 10 minutes. All of the fear from somebody's past, 10 minutes. Sadness, 10 minutes. Guilt from somebody's past inside of 10 minutes. Now, this is amazing. A phobia that used to take 15 minutes with NLP, we could now do in 2 minutes with some of the time-based techniques. So we've actually made huge quantum advances in terms of human potential. Now, sometimes one of the questions that I'm asked is, well, why aren't I hearing more about this? The truth is that more and more people are hearing about it. That's why we have psychologists and psychiatrists that are rushing in to be trained in the technologies of neuro-linguistic programming and also creation technologies. In fact, just recently in a class that I taught a few weeks ago, I had 6 psychologists and 7 psychiatrists in the class. So they're becoming more and more widespread. It's gaining widespread psychological acceptance, and now we're bringing it to you for personal development use. So now since then, some of the more recent advances in the 90s and beyond, we now realize that with creation technology, not just can we break through our limitations of the past rapidly, but we can also accelerate our success. We can make what used to take years to happen in just a matter of days with creation technologies. A good example of what I'm talking about is I had somebody come into one of my trainings just recently, and she was really excited and enthused about learning these technologies so that she could go into the school systems to work with children, to help them to release their negative emotions, their anger, their sadness, their fear, their guilt. Imagine. We'd never have another Columbine again. And she also wanted to assist them in creating a compelling future for themselves, which is what these technologies give you the ability to do. But her challenge was that she had no money. She says, you know, I'm broke. I've got nothing. And I told her, I said, you know, this is an unlimited universe. There's so much money out there. There's $13 trillion circulating around the planet every single day. And all you need to do is begin to shift your focus and bring it into your experience. Well, she really took what I said to heart, and she went out, and she called me about 2 weeks later, and she said, you know what? She said, I realized that what you said was really true. She said, my world previously had been limited because of my thinking, because of my habitual thinking, and because of the fact that I accepted the reality that had been handed down to me. And she said, I began to look into grants, and she said, I've now found tens of thousands of dollars to fund my project. Now, this happened in just a matter of a few weeks, and this was only the beginning. So the fact is that it's possible to change your reality instantly and forever when you begin to change your focus. And then the other tools of creation technologies can accelerate your success even more than that.